I'm out in the dairy state right now, halfway into moving my father from an independent living apartment to the assisted living one at the far wing of the complex he's been at less than a month. Part of the building is in lockdown, part in quarantine, so you can imagine the logistics of moving furniture and the rest of his belongings are fairly daunting. So far, so good. Last move a month ago, we managed to get him into the apartment. Then the entire complex shut down. No one out, no one in. This time we're crossing fingers and throwing the dice, moving piecemeal in case the cell doors slam shut once again and he's locked into a mostly empty apartment. No visitors, no exit. The place is called Attic Angels, what I now call Attica. Tomorrow, all a willing, we move the last stuff, bed, kitchen table, chairs, and, well, him. Once we move him, we can't visit on the lockdown side. He's moving too. I fly home the next day, but my brother won't be able to visit until, hopefully, a few days later when the 14-day quarantine expires. These are strange times. Meanwhile, though, life goes on. Yesterday, my brother and I went to the Toyota dealership to pick up a van he'd ordered months ago. Sharks in the kiddie pool, believe me, when you walk inside where the sales personnel wait filing down their teeth. Standing at the main entrance, my mask on and a South End string band ball cap on my long hair hanging below my collar half a foot, who should I see but a friend we'd seen 2 weeks ago? Now, you might walk up and surprise him by just being here 2,000 miles from home, but me, no sir. I bounced up and greeted him with my best land shark imitation and a, "What kind of vehicle can we put you in today, sir?" Well, fun is fun. But finally I dropped the mask and dropped the act. It took him a second to rearrange reality, but then we had a pretty good laugh. By the time my brother had titled to his new van, my pal's friend had bought a car too. On our way out, I strolled over to their table and said, "I trust our sales staff met your expectations." Tomorrow I'm going to send him a survey, ask him to rate that service. Life, as the philosophers say, goes on.